Hello, and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is the 200th episode of this show. And we got something special for you this go around, so thank you in advance for listening. This show is brought to you by We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. You can find insights about all the episodes from all of the shows over at weownthistown.net or hit up at We Own This Town on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or all three. Honestly, you can also just open up a podcast app, any podcast app, whichever one you prefer, and search for We Own This Town. Everything that we have will come up in there. All right, so as I mentioned previously, this is the 200th episode of the show. Now, by just about any weights and measures, that's a milestone worth celebrating. But I think a little context is important here. This show, as you know it right now, is a weekly podcast showcasing new and interesting releases from the Nashville area. Given that it's a weekly show, you'd think that getting to 200 episodes would take roughly 4 years. 52 weeks in a year, episode a week. Yeah, that math adds up. However, the We Own This Town podcast hasn't always been weekly. Far from it, in fact. Truth be told, episode number one of this show came out in 2005. September 20th, 2005, to be exact. So, not only is this the 200th episode, it's also a small celebration of 15 years of documenting the Nashville music scene. As you'll hear through the course of this episode, there have been some major ebbs and flows in the coverage we've provided, but we've pretty much been consistent at it for well over a decade. In celebration of some 15 years of coverage, I thought we'd take a little trip back in time from the beginning to now. I picked out a single song from each year to share here. These songs are meaningful to me, which is to say they may not be reflective of who was the most popular band at the time, but as far as I'm concerned, these songs all hold up. It's a wonderful playlist. It's an impossible task to feel like it's anywhere close to holistic, but I promise you'll like it. There's just so much good music coming out of our scene every single year that covering 15 years in a single episode is a fool's errand. That said, I went on that errand anyway. I just want to be clear that this should just serve as a gateway to diving into the history of the show. I believe the podcast feed goes back 100 episodes, which means that there's now another 100 that you can only hear by going to the website and putting in the effort to listen. I suggest you put in that effort. It's a real delight. I'll get to the music here in a hot second, but I want to thank Doug Lehman for starting We Own This Town way back when, and I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. I'd probably still be doing this even if it fell on deaf ears, but I know that it doesn't, and it legitimately means the world to me that you're listening. The world is a crazy place right now, now more than ever probably, and I hope this show continues to give you a little relief, entertainment, and pride in Nashville. Okay, let's dive in, why don't we? We're gonna start with 2005 and work our way up.
I know I gotta finish what I started. I don't know where to begin. Between the cars, these walls are about to cave in. Right here where I started, burning in both ends. You only had three words to say, and now I think about it every day. I'm missing you, I'm missing you.
I'm there.
Walls from Old Mossy Face off their EP Carnival Work. Released with episode 1 of We Own This Town Music back in September of 2005. And if you didn't catch it, that song contains the namesake for We Own This Town. It still hits me every time when it kicks in. Before We Own This Town, and before the Nashville Cream, there was a website called Nashville Zine. It served as a sort of a news and gossip hub for insights about bands around town, posted anonymously. It was the only game in town in terms of local music coverage, and, you know, you gotta remember, this is pre-2005 we're talking about, so you're not getting your news from Facebook or Twitter. The founder of that site, Todd Anderson, gave up the ghost, and Doug Lehman started a new site called We Own This Town, focusing on similar goals, but adding in podcasts as means of coverage. In 2005, podcasts were barely supported by iTunes, so major kudos to Doug for being so ahead of the curve there. At the same time, the Nashville scene launched their own local music blog coverage called The Nashville Cream. If you look at it as a competition, the Cream obviously won out as the leader in that space, but Doug kept the site going. I, Michael Eads, wasn't involved at that point, but I thought you'd like a little history lesson there. So, let's move forward and then get another classic from the past, and here we go with 2006. Secret Identity from How I Became the Bomb off of the January 28th, 2006 episode of this podcast. It's a damn fun song from a band that was impossible not to love at the time. Their output has slowed dramatically over the years, but supposedly they're still a band. Lead singer John Burr can mostly be heard these days providing guest vocals on tracks and on the basketball podcast, Fast Break Breakfast. I love that song then, and I love it now. I'm a sucker for catchy songs with smart lyrics, and it's got it in spades. I promised myself I'd keep chatter between songs light, so let's just dive into another track from the Deep Archives. Here we go with 2007. We'll be right back. Barricades from the Privates off of the November 6, 2000 episode of We Own This Town. Was that song released in 2007 or 2006? It doesn't matter. It's from the 2007 episode of We Own This Town. That's what we're documenting here. Another fun fact, everyone in the Privates is wildly talented and involved in projects today worth your attention. Singer Dave Paulson releases music under his own name as well as under the pseudonym Norm and fronts the 90s mega tribute band, My So-Called Band. Bassist Keith Lowen is also in My So-Called Band and plays with the Reunited Hot Pipes whenever they play out. Guitarist and multi-instrumentalist Ryan Norris went on to be a member of Lamb Chop, Hecta, and fronts the ambient music project Coupler. Drummer Rollam Haas was a member of The Features for more years than I can remember. He currently plays with Soccer Mommy, as well as a myriad of other bands, and releases his own music as The Robe. Were there other bands in 2007 that I could have played here? Yes, maybe. But that album from The Privates is still good, at least in my little humble opinion. For historical context, in 2007, I threw my hat into the ring to help Doug out with the We Own This Town site. Even with the Nashville Cream going strong, I felt like there was room for additional coverage. So around September 2007, I asked if I could help, and Doug let me run wild with whatever I wanted to do on the site. For me, this is where it really begins. Okay, embracing brevity. I'll leave it at that for now, and here we go with another 2008. Cowboy Jazz from And the Relatives off their EP Animals. I cannot begin to tell you how many times I have heard that song. I have listened to the recording ad nauseum and went to see the band play live just about every time they played out. I still love it when it comes up, and I was pleased to be able to include it here, just in case you'd never heard it. Fun fact, the drummer of And the Relatives was D. Patrick Rogers, now the editor-in-chief of the Nashville scene. If you follow him on the old Instagram, he still breaks out the kit from time to time. By 2008, the podcasts were coming out more regularly, maybe not reliably, but more regularly. I'd say once a month on average, if I'm being kind about it. From that jumping off point, let's go with the special one into 2009.
Ooh. Stop.
One ringy dingy ding, two dingy dingy ding. Pick up the guiding phone. You just keep calling on me, but I wish you'd leave me alone. 'Cause you hung up on me. Now you're calling me back. And you walked out on me. Now you come calling back. road, the goddamn lonely open road. It's mine.
Those Darlins with Hung Up On Me, live from the Lake Fever Sessions. You have undoubtedly heard of Those Darlins, the country/alt-country undertaking fronted by Jesse Zazu, Nikki Carnes, Kelly Anderson, and Linwood Regenberg. They released three albums, each one exploring new directions sonically, and each one better than the last. Which is saying something, because the first release was great to begin with. Jesse Zazu passed away from a fight with cancer in 2017, but her legacy with Those Darlins and her ability to inspire people continues today. But what's this Lake Fever Sessions, you ask? Well, during this particular era of Nashville, there was a studio on Music Row run by three scrappy MTSU graduates who decided to bring in bands and record three songs live in the studio. They also filmed these performances and released them on their website. It's gone defunct, but the archive of performances is pretty wild. Those Darlins, Brendan Benson, Sandra Lerche, Colossary, the Black Hollies, the Features, and just a ton of bands. It's unfortunate that it no longer exists, but it's a wonderful piece of Nashville history that is still a delight to watch. You can find it all on Vimeo, and I'll do my best to remember to link it in the episode details. I'd also note that in 2009, another local music blog started called Nashville's Dead. It was much more tuned in and passionate to the younger, up-and-coming set of bands. I don't know when We Own This Town or The Cream caught wind of it, but it definitely came out strong, and, as we'll hear in the upcoming years, had quite an influence on the city. Okay, next track, 2010.
I came into your house. I fell on your floor. It wasn't right, but I wasn't happy. But when she says that she's gonna go, and it burns like a cauldron in your eyes, then you know it's the truth. And you gotta drop it, you gotta carry that load. Because Marie, when I get so angry I could quit you, I imagine myself a street. Sometimes it's a white street, I gotta cross. Ownership that's passing your port by. Now I can do is stare till you're a thousand miles from me. But they dance around me,
colored lights.
Colored lights dance around me like a fog. And I find a secret garden at the bottom of the well. You said it's just a story, but I think it's true. And you dance around. To use the corners of your eyes.
wish I had known. I'd have seen so much coming at me. So when you go, walk with your arms held out right. But if you stay, know that I might find you in the dark. You remember when you kicked me down the stairs? When I told you we could fly. No, I could not fly, love. I could stare, but you were a thousand miles above me. But they dance around me.
Colored lights.
Colored lights dance around me like a ball. But 10,000 miles long, wrapped around the sun. It looked just like a fantasy I drew. Colored lights, and then we'll go to play the game. Found the boy who lost his grade. Called on Stephanie next door. She won't ever find me. She won't ever find me.
That was Colored Lights from James Wallace and the Naked Light from the album More Strange News from Another Star. This, much like that and the Relatives tracks, is one that just hits me in the gut every time I hear it. It's a bit of a quirky track, but the entire record is just stellar. Like every year mentioned on the show, there are a ton of tracks I could have played, as there was music from Silver Seas, Quiche Night, Parachute Musical, Okie Dokie, back when they spelled their name differently, Meth Dad, and so many more that year. But this James Wallace track just has staying power for me. I told you this list wasn't going to be impartial. Okay, let's keep going. Obviously, at this point, we on this town's timeline, we're just plodding along, giving coverage as best we can, but then Doug swoops back in to spice things up.
Go!
That was High School Girl from Dee Watusi, recorded live at Battle Tapes for the April 7th, 2011 episode of the show, recorded by Doug Lehman to film and Jeremy Ferguson to tape. It's a fantastic performance from a band that I absolutely adored that was gone too quickly. Bassist Ben Todd and guitarist Dylan Watson were partially responsible for Nashville's Dead, the blog I mentioned earlier, along with David Stein, Emily Quirk, Becca Cope, Josh Sheeran, and Ryan Donahoe, to name a few of those involved. And they just had fantastic taste. This clearly informed what they were doing with Dee Watusi. Ben Todd would take his own life a few years later, which is obviously unbelievably tragic and awful, and put an end to the band. If you've never heard their album, Dark Party, you are robbing yourself of an absolute gem from the Nashville music scene. This performance, and another from William Tyler, are available up on YouTube and function as a great testament to the video work that Doug was providing for the site. I was largely handling the podcast episodes and such, but whenever he swooped in with a new offering, it was a real treat. The full performance will be linked in the episode details. Also, I'd like to call out episode 45 of the show that came out in 2011, which was curated by Nashville scene journalist Sean Maloney, and helped cover the hip-hop that was out at the time. We have historically done a poor job of covering hip-hop properly, more on that later, and Sean's episode is still good. So go mine the archives for that goodness, too. All right, 2012. DIY2K from Pujol off of United States of Being from the April 16th, 2012 episode of the show. Along with Dee Watusi and Nashville's Dead and a ton of other bands at the time, Pujol was really high profile at this point. Also in 2012, we start to see some bands on the show that are still around. Jota Esse, Polly, Anchor Thieves, Scale Model, all of them witches, to name a few. But this track is just a pleasing, bizarre blend of poppy and memorable, but a bit aggressive and amazingly thoughtful and just unique. It sticks out in the best way. All right, now we're starting to come out of the historical darkness into a more modern era. Here's a great one from 2013. Gonna Know from Tristan off of her album Caves from the February 19th, 2013 episode, the 61st volume. We're 8 years into the life of the show and only 61 episodes deep. Make of that what you will. This track is so good, but kind of misunderstood at the time. In a much later episode, volume 152 to be exact, we talked at length to Tristan about her work and how Caves came to be. She said it was an intentional stab at making a pop record and working against the style of her prior release. A move that was maybe a little befuddling at the time, but seems absolutely genius now. This song is great. Period. Hard stop. I hope she never really questioned what she was doing with this because it has such staying power. In 2013, the We Own This Town show played music from early Bully, late era Hot Pipes, and tons of other bands, but went very dormant after May 2013. Why? Well, in the summer of that year, I moved to New York City for a job. I didn't want to abandon We Own This Town, so I reworked the site to be powered by Tumblr and focused on music reviews and news for a long time, like a year. So we're going to skip 2014 in this timeline because there's literally no podcast episodes from that time. The site was still actively covering the music scene, but I guess I just didn't have the time to make a podcast for an entire year. Whoops. So with that in mind, let's hop on over to 2015.
Well, lot of people think you gotta make a deal. I'm burning in a wet sheet bed. My eyes are burning and they're red. My nose is running and my hair is wet. Going to hell and I won't forget. I'm in a fever, about to break. Riding roller coaster to the top, top peak. Fever, I can't control. Burning through my heart, consuming my soul. When I woke spent and tired, the fever had broken and I looked around. I was so sluggish and I ached all around. The phone rang and it was you. You told me something boo-hoo-hoo about my fever. Well, I was there all alone and you didn't care. You gave it to me and I got to admit, got a lot to admit.
Dave Cloud and the Gospel of Power with Fever. Now, that track was actually released in 2009, but Dave Cloud passed away in 2015. So, pick this song as it appeared on the March 24th, 2015 issue of the show. I picked his song for this period of the show because he was such a staple of the Nashville music scene. He was a lot older than most folks making music. He was 57 when he passed. And now, 57 isn't exceptionally old by any means, but when the music scene is comprised primarily of 20-somethings, it's a big gap. That said, his presence was unique and unavoidable. His Wikipedia page says he was called Nashville's resident garage rock lounge lizard extraordinaire. It's a hell of a moniker. I didn't know Dave Cloud personally, but can attest to his presence, particularly at Springwater. He may have been a bit of a weirdo, but he was Nashville's weirdo. All right, that's the last one about someone passing away. Promise. Next up, 2016.
If I could just find this damn thing, I could go home.
Life is a mystery. Just accept it.
In your own world, Cassetti.
Question mark. I'll find you. Look. I read about it in this book.
Now, since when did you ever read a book?
I read this book. An excerpt of this book.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. You said you read a book, but you didn't read nothing but an excerpt.
Since you never really find what you're looking for, because the whole point is looking for it. So if you find it, it defeats its own purpose.
You know, you're in your own little world, because don't nobody else want to live there with you.
You try to explain everything, huh? There are things you cannot explain.
Yeah.
That was Briley with The Search / Rare Love from the November 6th, 2016 episode, Volume 78. As I mentioned back in the 2011 bit, this podcast has a history of neglecting hip-hop. It is, truthfully, born of ignorance. I don't always know where to look for the music, as much of it does not make its way to Bandcamp, our primary source of discovery. And furthermore, I don't really have the musical vocabulary for it. That's not to say I don't like what I like. This Briley track is wonderful, but I don't really know a ton of hip-hop or how to articulate what it is that's great about it. However, the Briley album these songs stem from, also entitled The Search, is wonderful. So many great samples, so many great beats, and just a fantastic narrative of feels throughout it. We've gotten better since 2011, and I think even better since 2016 in our coverage of hip-hop, but we still have a long way to go. I said this on other episodes, but when we talk about We Own This Town, we mean everyone. And that includes making efforts to cover people of color, women, LGBTQ artists, and everything under the sun. We don't always get there, but we're making honest efforts. That said, this Briley album is great, Nashville hip-hop is really strong, and very vibrant scene, and there's a lot to discover there. Hopefully, over the course of the next 200 episodes, we tip the scales to cover even more. All right, on to 2017. Very familiar territory now. The Same from Bully off their debut Sub Pop record, Losing. There's clearly a bit of a throwback grunge vibe to what Bully does, but since grunge happened in the early to mid-90s, and we're talking about 2017, I think that's a sensible cycle. Alicia Bagnano's vocals are gravelly, powerful, and distinct. It's fantastic. Her production on the album is a treat as well, and it's a downright prideful feeling to know this band comes from Nashville. On the We Own This Town historical tip, 2017 was the year I moved back from New York and started formulating a plan for what to do next with the site. At this point, I'd been working on it for over a decade, even when I didn't live here. So maybe it was time to do more with it. And then we slide into 2018. We'll be right back. That was Rich Boy from Peachy from the 118th episode released in October of 2018. I was very torn on what track to play from 2018 as this was a big year for the site and for music coverage, but I'll be damned if that track doesn't still strike a nerve for me. That whole Peachy release entitled Squirt is so, so good. In 2018, I launched a renovated version of the We Own This Town site, added more podcasts to start the We Own This Town network, and doubled down on the reliability of this show's frequency of publishing. This is the era where I assume most people think of We Own This Town, as it represents the start of what it is today. I was a little apprehensive to publish the show every other week, but truth be told, I had absolutely zero problem finding enough new music to add to the show. So with that in mind, we go into 2019. Ferocious with Price of Progress. Probably not the most representative song of 2019, but how could a single song embody a year of music? It can't. So I picked one that I particularly love and one that feels like it represents what I'm trying to do with this show. Define music as more than pop country and music row. The dark vibe of Faux Ferocious certainly does a solid job of that. But also so does Adia Victoria, Time Clock, Saganali, Sad Baxter, Brian Brown, and so many more. Speaking of Brian Brown, 2019 has another episode, Volume 145, curated by Lance Konzett, that sums up some recent hip-hop releases from that time. Another great curated listen. There's not much to say in terms of the We Own This Town history here. I amped up the show to publish every week just to see if I could do it. Turns out, I could. So 2019 had 52 episodes, which probably was everyone's expectation from the start. All right. And then we slide into 2020. Not an easy year to pick a song from, but here we go.
You get to go out and do as you please. No one asks you to smile or anything. Whatever you do it with total abandon, 'cause that's the way.
That was Total Abandon from Heaven Honey. I have a long list of songs that I love from 2020 already, but this one represents a lot of things I'm striving for with the show. It's a powerful song, plain and simple. It's also by a non-Nashville native, as Jordan Gomes Cooner is from Indiana and found her way here. I don't know the reasons why, but I'm happy she's here. And I think we should embrace that kind of transplant behavior. Great music coming to Nashville is good for everybody. And lastly, it's released by Cold Lunch Recordings and To Go Records, two independent labels in town helping to promote a wide range of artists. Their mentality for supporting those artists is aligned with our own, and we love that. Okay, we did it. What more is there to say? 200 episodes and so many artists and songs covering 15 years of Nashville music, except for 2014. Sorry, 2014. Huge thanks to everyone for listening, and if you made it this far into the show, double thanks. It really means more to me than I can express, and I really hope we can continue to expand this thing to be better for more artists and creators of all kinds. If you're into that, stay tuned in. Hit us up at weownthistown.net. Find us at weownthistown on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Send us a message. You know we love to hear from you. The music bed for this show is by Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll talk at you soon. Looking forward to another 200 episodes. Bye. We understand.